First, we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, the Chicago Bar Association Bar Show. This coming weekend, over 50 local attorneys are going to be performing in what is the 96th annual Bar Association Bar Show, a delightful and professionally done comedy review that skewers local and national politicians, sports figures, and newsmakers. It's called For Lying Out Loud, and with us tonight we have two of the talented attorneys who write and perform, Jeffrey Marks and Cliff Berman. Hi, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
So this is the thing I want to just get right from the beginning. People are probably going, oh, this is a thing just for lawyers. We don't really not interested in it. This is not just for lawyers, right?
No, this is not for lawyers. This is for everybody. This is for lawyers and non-lawyers. We, you know, it's sort of like Saturday Night Live. That's
yes.
The kind of humor you should think about. Or Second City. It's political parody. It's social parody. Everyone would enjoy this show, and everyone does enjoy the show.
I mean, and it's amazing to me because the performers here, who are all lawyers to, almost to a one, except for maybe the camera people or the light people, are all practicing lawyers. They have day jobs. And they're amazingly talented. How do you account for that? How are these people so talented?
Well, a lot of the people in the cast have backgrounds either in professional theater or singing, dance, and they realize that they want to continue to perform, and they audition for the bar show. And we have a very professional show.
And it's amazing, too, because a lot of people think you have to major in something special to be a lawyer, but you could major in theater, right, and then go to law school, which, you know, a lot of these people, I mean, and even the dancing is fabulous, and the choreography is great. And, of course, the parodies are always fun, and the spoofing is kind of nonstop. But let's do this. Let's play a little clip from the show. I'm going to tease it, and when we come back, we're going to have you guys sing a little bit some of these parodies, and then we'll tell you how to get tickets, because I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go Thursday night. If any listeners want to meet up with me at the Merle Ruskin Theater, I'm going to be there with my husband. So, Ben, let's play a little clip here.
Biggest crowd in history of bar show here tonight. Fake news polls are wrong. People love me.
He's using Twitter every night. Just go check out his handle at the Donald Trump is right. He's got no filters, only spies. Nobody in the world is such a either tweeter as now.
All right. Stay tuned. This is the Karen Conti Show on WGN. We're talking about the 96th annual Chicago Bar Association show. It's where lawyers are performing. Now, this is not just for lawyers. I'm going to give out the information about it because it's really something you should not miss. If you like Saturday Night Live, if you like parodies, if you like humor, if you like people being spoofed a little bit, it's a lot of fun. I'm telling you, it's very professionally done. You're going to love it. December 5th through the 7th, which is Thursday through Saturday this coming at the Merle Rest Theater, which used to be the Blackstone, and you can go online and get tickets at barshow.org. They're only $35-$45, a small investment for a fun night. And I have with me today the two people who are writers and who act in the show, Jeffrey Marks and Cliff Berman. Welcome back to the show. Now, Jeff, you act and produce, and you have your own law firm.
That's right.
And you do personal injury for the most part. Is that what you do?
Civil trial work.
Civil trial work. So you're in front of juries all the time.
That's right.
Which is a little bit like acting.
It is.
Right? I mean, don't you think that's a lot? There's a lot of similarities in appealing to a jury. I mean, not that you're acting, but that you've got to emote, you've got to communicate, you've got to read signals.
All true. That's yes, that does help to be in front of a jury and have an acting background.
Yeah, and it used to be that in my law firm when I started out, the bosses said, you know, you should go and do Second City and take that training because it really teaches you to listen at the same time you're talking, thinking on your feet, not being afraid to voice your opinion. And I think that those skills really transfer pretty well.
Definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about what kinds of the show this year is called For Lying Out Loud. Now, this year there's got to be some really good material, right?
Yeah, we have a whole impeachment suite, and it's the Beatles songs. So it's a lot of fun. And
can you give us some like titles or maybe even sing a little bit from one of the songs?
I can sing from one of them.
Okay. Okay. What is this song called?
So the song's called Let It Be.
Okay.
And the singer is Donald Trump.
Okay.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Russia comforts me. Stealing an election, let it be.
or pressuring the Ukraine leader, my new buddy Zelensky, seeking dirt on Biden, let it be.
And it goes a bit for you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, that's a great song to parody, too. All those good lyrics. So the whole thing about it, the impeachment is all Beatles music.
It is. It is. And all the characters are in it. And even Joe Biden gets in it.
He does.
He does.
Sleepy Joe.
Do you want to hear a little of Sleepy
Joe? Yes, I do. And what's this song called?
So Joe Biden sings When I'm 64. That's the song. When I get older, losing more hair, several years from now, will you all have picked me for a second term? Even if I've gotten infirm, if I make gaffes till 2:45, that you can't ignore, will you still heed me? Will you still need me when I'm 84?
I love it. Now those are national, right? So, you know, no one's going to be really offended. But you do kind of poke fun at some of the local celebrities, local politicians. And I just want to ask you, I mean, people don't always like to get roasted, do they? I mean, not everybody has a sense of humor. What do you think?
Well, actually, most of the politicians do have a sense of humor. And, you know,
themselves.
Well, you know, we've had the governor, they all come, the mayors come, and most of the time they are allowed to chuckle at themselves. We have had times, of course, in the past where some politicians or the Tribune was a little angry at us. We were making fun of the Chicago 7 trial many years ago.
Oh, remember that. Remind our listeners who may not remember that trial. That was just an amazingly interesting phenomenon, I guess I want to call it.
Well, it was after the Chicago riots that took place, and some of the leaders were charged with inciting a riot, and they were put on trial before Julius Hoffman here in Chicago. And during that trial, which the position of the bar show was that they probably should not have been charged and shouldn't have been on trial, so we wrote some series of parody songs, basically Alice in Wonderland type of songs. And the opening night, Julius Hoffman was in the audience, and he then that night complained to the head of the Tribune, and the Tribune the next day published a editorial lambasting the show as being unfair to the Chicago 7 trial and to the judge. And that night we wrote a new song involving the Tribune and the judge.
As well you should. That's really funny. But, you know, it just goes, I talk about this a lot on my show. I've had Tommy Dreesen, who's a big favorite of mine, who's a local comedian, Tommy Dreesen, and he's just, you know, he talks all the time about how people have become so sensitive to comedy, and even in the colleges, and people are offended, and they don't want to hear opinions that they don't agree with, and instead of just listening and thinking about it, they protest, and they make complaints, and you know, I would hope that this bar show doesn't have much.
We
of that.
Try to cross over both
right.
aisles.
Yeah, we are equal opportunity skewers.
Sure, completely understood. Now, Cliff Berman, you have been with the show for about 35 years.
I have,
and you, in your day job, you're senior vice president and general counsel to Option Care, which is a home pharmacy provider. You also have an MBA and are a pharmacist.
I am.
You're like a Renaissance man.
It's an odd situation, but I enjoy writing songs and performing them more than any of it.
I'm sure you do. You look forward to it every year. Do you have any other music selections here?
Well, you mentioned we do national and local politics, and for local politics, something that recently came to our attention was Alderman Burke having some difficulties, and we wrote a little song to That's Entertainment. I'll do a snippet.
Sure.
I'm charged with a federal crime. If I lose, I may have to do time off to court where the hearing was short. That's the arraignment. They say it was all pay to play. Here's the thing. I don't like Burger King. Make them squirm till they hire my firm. That's the arrangement. Well, that's a snippet of it.
Oh, boy. A lot of material this year, right?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So is Mayor Lightfoot going to come to the show? She's an attorney, of course.
Mayor Lightfoot is scheduled to come. We'll see if she does. She is also on the board of managers of the Chicago Bar Association.
Great. And hopefully, and also, what about Governor Pritzker?
Well, yes, he's scheduled to come. He's also an attorney.
Yeah, and I don't think he's ever practiced, but Lori Lightfoot sure has. What do you think? Do you have any other little snippets to play here, or a little anything else you want to kind of tease about the show? Again, I'm going to just
Bears.
Give you.
I mean, we do sports as well. Yeah. We have a little Bears number, choral number to the song One from Chorus Line. So it's 100 years of football, Bears fans dressed in orange and blue. One team we cheer on each fall, except those times that we boo. And then we talk about booing.
You got to know.
More so lately.
Yeah, right. That's great. Let's give out the information. So it's For Lying Out Loud is the name of the show. It's the Chicago Bar Association Bar Show. And Jeff, why don't you tell us where we can get tickets and when it's running?
It's easy, barshow.org. It's running this Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 at the Reskin Theater, 60 East Balboa.
Okay, and the tickets are about $35 to $45.
That's right.
And I'm going there on Thursday night. If anyone wants to email me, I'll meet you there and watch the show. It just should be like a good, nice holiday treat for your family, right?
Yes, we appreciate the
it's
plug.
It's down in the South Loop, right near the Conrad Hill.
Exactly, right across the street from the hill.
Yeah, that's so you can see all the beautiful lights and catch some
It's
dinner.
A beautiful theater.
It is.
It's old-time theater. It's a... You know, the real thing.
We have some beautiful theaters in Chicago, and I like the fact that we've redone a lot of them in the Loop, and it's just a vibrant theater community. Now, both of you come from theater backgrounds, or?
You know, in college, high school, that can
And I'm with the Jeff Awards, not named after me.
Oh, okay.
Chicagoland Theater Awards.
Okay, what do you do for the Jeff Awards?
I'm a mucky muck. I'm a judge, and then I have some positions.
Oh, that's nice. So you vote on who gets the Jeff Awards.
That's right.
Okay. And you're also a lawyer for the Creative Arts. What does that do? That's such a great organization.
Yes. And I'm sure you do obviously know about it.
Yeah.
Lawyers for the Creative Arts is an organization that provides free pro bono legal work to all artists, theaters, anybody involved in the arts. No one in Chicago who starts out in the arts actually has to pay for any legal work. It's all done by volunteer lawyers for Lawyers for the Creative Arts. It's a wonderful organization. It's law-arts.org is the website.
And if you didn't get that all down, you can always email me. I usually give out my email address and my number, wgn@askkarenconti.com, and I can certainly give you a reference to that, because that is a great organization. I have friends who volunteer for that, and they do all kinds of things. They negotiate contracts for people who are artists. They help them with their copyrights and their trademarks. What other kinds of work do you do for people who in the creative arts?
Oh, recording artists who have a dispute over works that they've created. It could be new bands forming and want to know about their contracts they should sign and not sign. Artists on their work on how to do consignments or sell artwork. I mean, it's everything that you can imagine.
That's a great thing, and I think anyone out there who is looking for some help in getting started with that, you've got a lot of eager lawyers. You know, lawyers get a bad rap, and hopefully this show does a little bit to get rid of that bad rap. But there are so many lawyers out there doing good things and helping people. And I think I don't know about you guys, but you went to law school. Why'd you go to law school? I mean, obviously you wanted a job and you wanted to have a family and support yourself. But you know, it really is to help people. I mean, that's how most people went
Absolutely.
To law school.
Yep. I mean, I'm helping a corporation, but, you know, there are people that work there.
Yeah.
And we have customers and patients of our company. So we're helping them all, we hope.
And one final note, I want to say a special hello to Jeffrey Mark's mother, who is how old?
91.
She's 91, and she is your secretary.
That's right. And she came to a party that you threw for one of your associates.
Yes, and she is amazing. She takes public transportation. That's right. She looks great, and she works for you.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hello, Cookie. All right. Well, thanks, gentlemen, for coming in. Remember, the Chicago Bar Association Bar Show, you can reach it at barshow.org. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with the Karen Conti Show on WGN.